This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Halloween parties may be full of Miley Cyrus impersonators and Daft Punk helmets tonight, but after the sugar high, there may be a reckoning for the U.S. economy. The advent of November brings the end-of-the-year shopping season, and some economists are worried about the mood. Among them, our Thursday regular, Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So once the last trick-or-treater rings that doorbell tonight, the focus is going to turn to the last 2 months of the year, retail sales, holiday shopping. What are your thoughts?
Well, this year, there's a lot of cross currents, and one of them is what's been happening with the government shutdown, and that really has had an impact on consumer confidence. We saw it plummet this week. A recent Pew Research study shows that some 90% of Americans were watching this go on and not happy about it whatsoever.
It's so interesting because Wall Street kind of shrugged off the debt ceiling brinksmanship and the government shutdown and just seemed to assume that the folks in Washington would work it out. You're saying someone else was watching.
Main Street was definitely watching, and the more important issue is not only were they watching, they're now going to be cautious during the holiday season. So it really sends us into a period where you're still going to have a lot of brinkmanship. You've got December deadlines, January deadlines, and all of this undercurrent and noise that we've seen that certainly Wall Street's turned a deaf ear to, Main Street's been listening.
We're also coming up on a moment when food stamps are going to be curtailed for some Americans.
This is a big deal, especially for some of the big box retailers that cater to the lowest income groups. All of a sudden, those income groups will have less to spend on food. So it's sort of underlying the rich doing very well and the poor not doing as well. And I think, you know, those who had the most to lose, or they don't have very much, paid the greatest price.
Diane Swonk, Mesirow Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That said, there is news this morning that the number of new claims for unemployment benefits did drop by 10,000 over the last week. That's a modestly positive hint about the labor market.